We're going to continue our exploration of the four Brahma Viharas. These four qualities of heart and mind. That in themselves can be a pathway to the opening of the heart and of freedom. And today we are going to be practicing with compassion. Being compassion, this capacity to open and receive what is difficult, what is challenging, what is painful, this capacity and willingness to open to suffering, and the movement to do something to alleviate that suffering, or to relate to that suffering in a way that can softening and bring some relief. And this capacity and quality of compassion can be directed to the suffering of others, but it can be also be directed to oneself. And actually, for many people, it's very helpful to start by offering compassion to oneself. And for some people, that's kind of a step to take before one can open to offering compassion to others. So there are many ways of developing this capacity in a formal meditation. And we're going to be practicing today with one of the many ways possible, so not the only way. But let's start by just settling, feeling ourselves in our sitting posture. Connecting to the body, sitting and breathing in this moment. grounding yourself in your body, or grounding yourself in the breath. Allowing your attention to rest in your anchor. Present in this moment. And I'm going to invite you to bring to your mind the memory of something you did or said recently or in the past that was unskillful and caused suffering to someone else or to yourself. Or maybe a trait of personality. That is causing you some trouble, that makes you feel inadequate. And just noticing what you feel when you bring that to mind. That mistake. That aspect of yourself. That may be troubling you in the present moment. What do you feel? Is it sadness? Or shame? Guilt. Inadequacy. Anger. What do you feel when you bring that mistake, that unskillful action that you did? Or unskillful words that you said? Where do you feel it in your body? Maybe a tightness in your throat. Heaviness in your heart or in your whole being. Can you open and accept this feeling? Whatever it is, wherever it manifests. Can you open to it and fully accept it? And can you bring kindness to it? And it may help to verbalize it, this movement of kindness, by saying, "May I be kind to myself." May I be kind to myself. May I be kind to myself. Acknowledging that it is completely normal to make mistakes. Fully acknowledging that making mistakes is part of life, of being human. May I be kind to myself. May I be kind to myself. If there are still feelings of guilt or shame, bringing kindness. Holding those feelings with kindness. And acknowledging that making mistakes is part of a human condition. May I be kind to myself. May I be kind to myself. And may I accept myself as I am. Also bringing full acknowledgement that we are not perfect, that there are no perfect human beings. Bringing also full acceptance to ourselves as we are now. May I accept myself as I am. It may be helpful, maybe for some of you, to place a hand in your heart. As you express these intentions of kindness to yourself, may I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. Feeling the tenderness of these intentions of kindness and acceptance for yourself. Even with all our mistakes and imperfections that are part of the human condition. There is nothing particularly wrong with us. May I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. You may want to bring to your mind as well the image of all of us sitting here in this hall. All of us, each one of us, has made mistakes in the past that has caused suffering to oneself or others. All of us have done or said something unskillful, recently or at some point in the past. Bringing kindness to all of us. May we all bring kindness to ourselves. May we all bring kindness to ourselves. Having a sense of the vulnerability that connects us all. This aspect of the human condition. May we all bring kindness to ourselves. And may we all accept ourselves as we are. Understanding that nobody is perfect, no human being is perfect. May we all accept ourselves as we are. And maybe resting now in this sense of kindness and acceptance. Towards those aspects of ourselves. That have caused some suffering. In the past or currently in the present. I be kind to myself. May I accept myself as I am. You may want to remember this at any point when you know you make a mistake say or you do something unskillful, or you hear this self-critical and self-judgmental voice in your mind criticizing you, giving you a hard time, telling you how inadequate you are. So in those times, if we remember, can we just pause, breathe, feel our ground, and feel the pain of that? And it may be that what we said or what we did really need to get in contact with that pain, to honor it, and at the same time to acknowledge that we are humans. We are human, and it's part of a human condition to make mistakes, to not do everything right, and to bring kindness to ourselves and to that aspect of the human condition, and to accept ourselves as we are. And that doesn't mean that we are not willing to learn. Of course we want to learn and we want to grow. That doesn't mean that we want to stop the process of learning and growing. Actually, that facilitates the process of growing and learning. So thank you.